Central Ward. Councillor Colin Ross, 0428 598 491. Email c.ross@cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Jodie Owen, 0427 294 893. Email j.owen@cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Carol Ryan, 0418 130 851. Email c.ryan@cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Michael Schilling, 0418 845 798. Email m.schilling@cardinia.vic.gov.au. Roads update. A number of roads in Central Ward are being resurfaced as part of our annual programme to maintain and improve our road network. Resurfacing works are proactive works to help prolong the life of the road and prevent water damage to the road, which can cause potholes and other issues that are expensive to repair. Among the roads in Pakenham to be resurfaced are the Lee Drive roundabout at Ben Drive, McGregor Road, Ebony Drive, Maria Crescent, Shearwater Drive and Palmen Avenue. For a full list of roads to be resurfaced, visit our website www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/sealed roads. The picture caption reads, Councillor Colin Ross, Councillor Jodie Owen, Councillor Michael Schilling and Councillor Carol Ryan at the newly resurfaced roundabout at the corner of Lee Drive and Ben Drive, Pakenham. Solar upgrades for Children's Centre. A new solar energy system at Holland's Children's Centre in Pakenham will help reduce energy costs and the facility's impact on the environment. The 40-kilowatt solar energy system features 128 solar electricity panels that will save approximately $8,000 in energy costs per year for council and the kindergarten. The system will also reduce greenhouse gas emissions by approximately 53 tons of CO2e per year, the same annual emissions as 13 average cars. This new solar energy system is part of council's commitment to improving efficiency and reducing environmental impacts of its facilities to achieve zero net emissions by 2024, as outlined in our Aspirational Energy Transition Plan. Lakeside Pavilion upgraded. The pavilion at Lakeside Recreation Reserve in Pakenham has been upgraded to support female participation in sport. The project, valued at more than $113,000, was undertaken late last year and included the upgrade of the internal amenities. Works included converting the amenities from male change rooms to unisex change rooms with showers and toilets. Cardinia Life upgrades. The indoor courts at Cardinia Life have been resealed and are available for casual shooting and competition. Four of the centre's indoor courts have been drum-sanded, and the remaining four courts, which were drum-sanded in 2018, have been resealed to provide an improved surface for players. These latest improvements are in addition to the recent installation of new LED lighting and dehumidification upgrades that have increased the energy efficiency of the aquatic centre. The high-efficiency LED lights brighten the pool hall and reduce energy costs, while the dehumidification unit controls the moisture and temperature of the pool area. Go to www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/cardinialife. The picture caption reads, Councillor Michael Schilling, Councillor Jodie Owen, Councillor Carol Ryan and Councillor Colin Ross at Cardinia Life. James Bath Recreation Reserve opening soon. Pakenham's newest district-level sport and recreation reserve will be open to the community soon. The new facilities at James Bath Recreation Reserve are scheduled to be open and available for bookings from mid-April. The sports ovals are expected to be ready for use in the 2020-21 summer season. The reserve features two sports ovals, two netball courts, a community and sports hub, a playground with skate facilities, multi-purpose cricket practice nets, and multi-use ball court, walking paths, open space areas, and wetlands, shelters, barbecue areas, and car parking. The project has been funded by Council, $10.3 million, the Victorian Government's Community Sports Infrastructure Fund, $513,442, and Growing Suburbs Fund, $500,000. For inquiries regarding the sporting facilities, email recreation@gardinia.vic.gov.au. And for information about hiring the community spaces, contact 1300 787 624 or email communityplaces@cardinia.vic.gov.au. Go to www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/JamesBathe.